It's another tequila sunrise. All right, here we go.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drink of the week time.
Drinking again.
Guest bartender Kelly filling in.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
Tequila!
All right, let's bring in the cart. Get this going.
AJ's filling in as assistant producer with the cart. And Kelly offloading the ingredients. I see some champagne. Looks like cranberry juice.
Yeah, four simple ingredients, and it truly is a very easy drink. I figure with the holiday you've got, especially Thanksgiving.
What's it called?
So much going on. It's a cranberry champagne cocktail. So our four ingredients, we've got champagne, cranberry juice, which you want sweetened, so the brand that I got was unsweetened. I did go ahead and pre-sweeten it. And then we've got cranberries, which are frozen. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see that I sugared these. So after I tossed them in the freezer.
Let's get to opening the bottles.
I put a little sugar on, and then the only other thing you need is some lemon.
Fascinating. So, all right, here we go.
AJ, if you would open the champagne for me while I start with the cranberry juice.
I'll do it, AJ, because you've got to work the mic.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to put first our cranberry. Oh, sorry. Let me get back to the glasses. So I did sugar the rim on the glasses. So just roll your lemon juice around the top, and then we're just going to pour in the cranberry. We have one rogue martini glass. You want to be using champagne flutes for this. We only have three.
AJ can have the offending glass.
Right.
It's fancy. I like it.
So we're using my Meyer lemons as the garnish, but Dean, since you've got the best perspective here, if you notice, when I put it on, a tiny little couple drops of the lemon actually goes in, and you do want that. You don't want to put the whole lemon in because it's too overpowering.
After all these years, the garnish serves a purpose?
On this particular drink, you do actually want just a couple drops of that to get down into it. You do not want to put the whole thing in, though it would be overpowering.
Dean is a well-known anti-garnish advocate.
I knew that, so I thought if I had a justifiable reason for it today.
It's frivolous.
Yes. Okay. And now in goes the champagne.
It's all about appearance and presentation.
Well, that's true.
It's like that needless thing they put on your plate, that sprig of something.
Parsley.
That you just immediately, when they leave, the waiter walks away, throw it off your plate because it's in the way and you don't want to eat it.
Oh my gosh, I've always ate that.
It's supposed to clean your breath. All right, so then the last thing we need are just a couple of the sugared cranberries for ice cubes and to make it pretty.
It's really what it's about. Look at you with your pre-sugared berries.
Uh-huh.
Nice berries.
Which I didn't grow in my backyard. I don't have a bog yet. I'm working on it.
So ripe.
Okay.
So plump. All right. I must say, on the visual side, this is a spectacular looking
grape. This screams holidays.
Yes.
It really is nice.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's see how it goes.
What is it?
It's cranberry. Cranberry champagne cocktail.
It's very tart.
Real tart.
But yeah, this is super tart.
I think you know that going in by the name of it.
And that's why you do want to sugar the rim to give yourself a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah.
You know, and Dean of all people, who normally it's too sweet, I thought, let's go with a tart drink to make him happy. Yet here he's already complaining.
When I got down below the first sip, second and third sip, I got into the champagne more.
That sweetens it
and
up.
And it works a lot better. It's not... You get more of a kind of a cranberry mimosa thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it leans towards too much tartness for me, but I'm going to vote to go ahead and swallow this one.
Yeah.
It's borderline and close enough.
Same here. I'd swallow.
All right.
All right. Swallow. I think it's unanimous.
Rock on. Swallow too.
Nice.
And easy, right, guys, for Thanksgiving?
You left so dejected last week.
I did.
I'm glad we had a win, just for the sake of your sanity. If you want to make this, you can go online. We will post the recipe on our social media and at HoustonsEagle.com.